You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The Idaho Food Bank serves close to 180,000 families and children every month. Let's put this even in more perspective for you. 1 in 8 Idahoans struggles with hunger. And this Sunday, in honor of it being National Ice Cream Day, the Idaho Food Bank wants your help, and they need your donation. And you get ice cream in the process. So it is a win-win for everyone. This Sunday will be the 3rd annual Summer Empty Bowls event. And joining us live in studio with all the details is Carlin Blake. She is the Development Director at the Idaho Food Bank. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So first, let's talk about the Idaho Food Bank, because you are a statewide organization.
We are. You know, you mentioned that we're serving about 180,000 people every single month. We do that through all of our distribution facilities. So we have a facility here in Southwest Boise, one in Pocatello, and we have one in Lewiston. And that helps us reach all, you know, all corners of the state.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, too, because we talk often about this, you know, it's not an idea, it is real, about food insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
And you must see that on a day-to-day basis.
We do. And right now, it's summertime, and hunger doesn't disappear in the summer. You know, you look around, you go to the farmer's market, and there's all these fresh fruits and vegetables, and there just seems to be like there's food everywhere. But hunger doesn't take a break just because it's summertime. In the wintertime, you mentioned that 1 in 8 people in Idaho struggle with food insecurity. Well, it's 1 in 6 children. And out of the 1 in 6 children, many of them are on a reduced lunch program at school, and they're receiving free and reduced lunch. We have our backpack program in the wintertime where we're sending food home with kids over the weekend who may not have access to food. But all of that goes away in the summertime because school's out. And so one of the things that we do is we have this wonderful picnic in the park program where we're serving free lunch to kids in low-income neighborhoods who come out and come to the park every day so that we can make sure that they're getting nutritious and healthy food during the day.
And also, when you think about it, I mean, there's something that happens, I think, once you're back in the school year. I mean, of course, these kiddos then get, you know, fed at school. But we get into, you know, holidays and all of that. So people, I think, tend to be in a more giving spirit, or it's top of mind.
Right.
But in the summertime, do people lose interest, but is it just not something that is top of mind because of how we all kind of get off of schedules?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, the summertime, you're thinking about what are you going to do for summer vacation? You're thinking about family barbecues. You're thinking about rafting the river.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't top of mind. I mean, we're really lucky that we have a steady group of volunteers who come into the food bank and help us sort products so that we can get it out. We distribute through our 400 agencies all throughout the state. So we're distributing with agencies like the Salvation Army and the Boise Rescue Mission. They're helping us get the food out to the individuals who need it. And then we're also doing mobile pantries so that we can get food out in places where there might not be an agency close by. But summertime is one of those times where you're thinking about other things, and the weather is beautiful, and there's fresh fruit on the table, and it's just like you said. It's not top of mind. Whereas in the holidays, it's something that you're listening to every single day on TV, on radio, and your own checkbook says, "Oh, I wrote checks last year. I need to write checks again this year."
I'm talking with Carlin Blake. She's the development director at the Idaho Food Bank, talking about food insecurity and the need for people to make those donations. One way to do that is this Sunday. So this is the 3rd year that you've done the summer Empty Bowls.
That's right.
Event. So first off, let's talk about Empty Bowls, because for years you've done this event the day after Thanksgiving, which you still do.
Which we still do, yeah. So the Empty Bowls event is really designed to let people understand what it's like to stand in a soup line. And so at our winter Empty Bowls event, a line forms while we're kind of waiting to set up the event, and we're entertaining people in line, but really you're in line with 1,000 other people who are looking to get hot soup and bread. And so it simulates what it was like to stand in a soup line, and it gives people the understanding understanding of what that was like. It's a little chilly outside, and so but there's hot soup on the other end of it. It's a fun event though, because you're able to go through a line and get a hand painted bowl, or maybe a bowl that is made by a local artisan, mm-hmm. and then get soup. Well, our summer empty bowls is all about National Ice Cream Day. So we do it on National Ice Cream Day, and it's a fun summertime event that you can bring your kids to. And we're still, the event is not big enough to simulate the big soup.
Right.
But because it's still growing. But you'll come, you'll stand in line. We'll have spritzers to spray you down in case it gets too hot. It's the hottest day of the year. Well, It's going to be the hottest day of the year, right?
So you need that ice cream.
Right. So you stand in line, and then you're able to take a look at awesome hand-painted bowls that have been painted all year long by lots of different volunteers, and then get some ice cream and some sprinkles. Big Al's has been generous enough to donate their patio. They provided all the ice cream. They're serving the ice cream. Mm-hmm. They've just been really wonderful partners for us.
So this is at the Village at Meridian. If people are wondering where Big Al's is. And talk to me, though, again about the bowls, because you mentioned them. So it's the same thing then as the Empty Bowls event in the winter time.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we have people all year long. You can go into Ceramica or Away with Clay, and they be able to paint a bowl for Empty Bowls. So you could actually go in there, take your family, you could paint a bowl for yourself and bring it home, or you can paint a bowl and then provide it to the Idaho Food Bank, and then that's how we get our bowls. We also have lots of schools and different artisans all over the Treasure Valley that are providing us bowls, so that you can get a hand-painted bowl, or you can get a fancy bowl done by a local artisan. So you could do that as well. And we don't serve you ice cream in
that
bowls.
Okay.
It's a food safety thing.
Right.
We will actually wrap that bowl up for you. People come in and they choose lots of different bowls. They're great presents and great family activity to come and get some free ice cream and support hungry Idahoans at the same time.
And with the bowls, we should mention, like you said, I mean, it's, you have to think of this whole table just set up with just so many different bowls, and you actually get to choose a bowl. It's not like, okay, here, this is, you're next in line, this is the bowl you get.
Right. Nope. You get to walk down, I think we've got 4 8-foot tables full of bowls. Every single square inch of it has hand-painted bowls on it, and you get to walk down the line and choose the bowl that speaks to you. And during the summer, we have lots of ice cream bowls, so the bowls actually look like ice cream, which is a lot of fun as well.
And you do need donations for this. So it's what, $10 per bowl?
It's $10 per bowl. And the artisan bowls are a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But like I said, for $10, you get this wonderful experience of being out in your community and getting free ice cream and sprinkles and also supporting the mm-hmm. Idaho Food Bank at the same time.
And let's put this in so people can truly understand this. That $10 that you spend mm-hmm. feeds how many meals?
$10 donation will help us provide the food for 50 meals. So for every $1 that you donate, it's 5 meals. And so just take whatever number that you donate and multiply it times 5, and that's the number of meals that we're able to provide. We are very efficient in how we run our programs and our administrative costs, and with our awesome volunteers, we're able to keep our costs low mm-hmm. so that all of that money is going into programs. Almost all of that money is going into programs. So very efficient with our money. $1 goes a long way. So a $5 or a $10 donation is 50 meals. And if you buy 2 bowls, that's 100 meals.
That's incredible when mm-hmm. you think about that.
Yeah.
And you have a goal that you want to reach.
Right. So we're hoping that we can raise enough money so that we can provide 25,000 meals to the community. And all of that money and food will go into the community this summer. So it's to help provide food and fill the gap during the summertime mm-hmm. when hunger is not front of mind.
So is that something, too, I would think, that do you see your donations go down in the summer as well? Is this one of the reasons why the summer event
Well, if we're comparing donations to October, November, December, then absolutely. Donations are a little bit less during the summertime. And, you know, but we, the way that we kind of keep the programs moving in the organization, we're just able to continue holding the programs all year long to make sure that we're utilizing our money correctly so that we can make sure that we're feeding as many people as possible. So the need in Idaho for food is about 210,000 every month. We're feeding about 179,000. So we have a little bit of a gap. And so we're always looking for ways that we can make those dollars stretch and we can provide more food for this community and this state.
So the summer Empty Bowls event is this Sunday on National Ice Cream Day. It is at the patio at Big Al's at the Village of Meridian. And the time, there's a time frame.
Right. So it's from 11 to 2. So it's pretty quick. It's 3 hours because we don't want the ice cream to melt.
Right. And it's going to on Sunday. So go get it.
That's right. And it's going to be fun. We're going to have music playing and we're going to have people there. I think Miss Idaho is going to be there. And it's just going to be a really fun event.
And a great way to raise money for those in need. Carolyn, thank you so much for coming in today. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Our guest today, Carolyn Blake, with the Idaho Food Bank again, the Empty Bowl Summer Event this Sunday at the Village at Meridian. I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. It really means a lot to us. It's Friday. I hope you have a great rest of the start of your weekend into the weekend. Our producers, Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our associate producer is Hannah Gardosky. And I want to quickly thank our new senior producer, Frankie Barnhill. She has been a longtime member of the Boise State Public Radio family, but coming on board to Idaho Matters and such an added benefit to our program. So thank you to Frankie. And thank you again to all of you. We will see you back here on Monday.